Yeah, an interesting game. As you know, I was there, and conditions actually looked on television maybe a lot better than what they were. And especially the kicking, you might have noticed the ball was going a lot. There was a very strong wind, especially at the far end of the field. And and most of the play, in fact, you know, in the first half, it was all Scotland up there. Second half, similarly, Ireland. So the wind dictated a lot of the play. But from Ireland's point of view, I think the one thing you could say out of yesterday was they got a result. Now, I don't think anybody from an Irish viewpoint would say it was a great performance. It was very stuttered. Some of the big players really didn't come to the party. And, you know, really a fortuitous bounce let Conor Murray in that first half. I mean, it happened right in front of where we were sitting. The ball bounced and two Scottish players went for it. And a rugby ball can make an awful fool out of you. And Murray got that one, you know, and that was a great, that put Ireland in that 5-3 ahead after Laidlaw had kicked the penalty. But I mean, the highlight, I suppose, of the first half, the highlight of the game was the score, Johnny Sexton's inside pass to Stockdale, and he just put the burners on, passed the tackle and scored on the post. So at that stage, I mean, Ireland were leading by 12 points to 3 and certainly looking good. But then back came Scotland, and the interception by Finn Russell saw Maitland go on and Laidlaw converted. So 12-10 at half time, there was really nothing in it. Second half, really, there was very little. It was a very good. Johnny Sexton, of course, went off. Had to be replaced by Carberry. And Carberry, again, went straight through a couple of tackles. I'm sure Gregor Townsend will not be happy with the defence. But fair play to Carberry. He went on the angle. He realised he wasn't going to make the line, possibly. So he veered to right and threw a magnificent long pass out, which Keith Ayres pocketed. Over he went, and a good conversion from Laidlaw. A good conversion from Carberry. Mm-hmm. 8-19-10. Laidlaw got a second penalty, 19-13. And then the game was sealed by Carberry on 68 minutes when he kicked another penalty, 22-13. He had maybe two or three more opportunities to kick goals. But obviously Ireland had three tries and were looking to get a bonus point, fourth try. Three or four times they kicked for the corner, but good solid Scottish defence kept them out. But overall, Porrick, I'd have to say it was a bit disjointed performance by Ireland, and I'm sure Joe Smith would not be happy. A lot of misplaced passes. They didn't really seem to have the cohesion. And when you think back to the way they played against the Argentinians and New Zealanders in the autumn, I know there's a few players missing, but maybe they'll have to start building again. And after the performance, you know, after the defeat of England, maybe there was a bit of a hangover.
Definitely, Alec. And when you look at Wales, stuttered a wee bit against Italy yesterday, but got the result.
Well, this is it. I mean, the Welsh or the Italians are going to be no easy team. This day, fortnight, we'll be watching Ireland playing Italy over in Rome. And it'll be interesting to see just what happens. Well, Joe Smith, you know, being Sexton obviously needs a rest. There's something badly wrong. His body has taken such a hammer. And Conor Murray had a very poor game yesterday by his standards. And I was a bit disappointed that, you know, that young Cooney didn't come on earlier. But Italy, against Italy, I think that you'll find maybe Joe Smith will maybe try out. Tag Byrne, hopefully, and Ian Henderson should be available for second row. So it'll be good to see them start. But don't write off the Italians at any stage. So once again, yesterday, Wales had the bit of luck that mattered. And as they did against France, they have now two victories out of two. And again, you wouldn't say Wales were all that impressive. And the Italians, you know, yesterday at one stage got within a few points of them. But then it's what happens quite often in these games. The last 10, 15 minutes, just that they lose a couple of tries. And I think yesterday, again, the scoreline was a bit flattering to Wales. But, you know, from Ireland's point of view, they've got that victory under their belt. But there's a lot of work to be done between now and that Italian game. And especially with France and Wales as the last two games, because you don't want any more defeats. And certainly, I think the players have to look at themselves. Peter O'Mahony came back with a bang yesterday and got man of the match, and he was very, very good at the breakdown. Jack Coleman, again, did very, very well. But generally speaking, as I say, behind the scrum, there lacked cohesion. Farrell, of course, this is about the fourth different centre combination that they've been playing, but I just felt the halfbacks yesterday. Sexton got injured early on and never really was at the game. And as I say, disappointment from Ireland, a victory, but I don't think anybody's going to go overboard too much about it, because there's a lot of work still to be done, and we all know that the ability's there and they have got the quality. So it's a matter now for Joe Smith to get that out of them.